So what chance a big shake in the Shaky Isles? Geonet has released its 1 and 10 year quake forecasts. It's using a new system looking at how slow slip events might influence future shakes. Now, there's a 30% chance of a magnitude 7 or higher in the next 10 years. So how do you come up with numbers like that? Seismologist at GNS Science, Dr. Matt Gerstenberger, is with us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
How much guess? How much accuracy?
So the way these work is we have a collection of models that some of them we've been using for decades, and others are fairly new models that kind of look on what's happened in the past and what could happen on the future based on that. So those are kind of very computerized models that do the calculations. So that's the base of everything that we've done. And then we've brought in this group of kind of researchers from around the world who specialize in slow slip earthquakes and in subduction zones. And we've looked at the group of models, probably about 10 or more models, what they say as a whole. And then that group of researchers from around the world have kind of taken the numbers from that and put them together to come up with those numbers.
How much more accurate is the new system?
It's a very new thing to do to include this slow slip into there. So it's an improvement over what we were able to do prior to this, because before we weren't quite sure what the role of the slow slip earthquakes were in the future earthquake probabilities.
Do the numbers start each year? So in other words, when you make a 1 year forecast, if it doesn't happen in that year, do we go back to zero, or does it just increase the chances of something big happening in the ensuing years?
It doesn't go back to zero, and it doesn't necessarily increase it. So you'll see that difference, I guess, if you look at the long term. We have the 10-year forecast and the 1-year forecast, and the reason that we've shown both of those is to try to show that effect of how things change with time. So at 10 years, that's not necessarily 10 times the 1-year probability, for example.
What's the rate of advancement that you're learning stuff? How rapidly are we learning new things here?
I'm pretty quickly right now with the way the Kaikoura earthquake happened and the way we've been able to have lots of recordings around that. So it's a very well-recorded earthquake that I think there's globally, and particularly here in New Zealand, we're learning a lot from this earthquake.
And so when you say, and this is the difficulty people have getting their heads around, 30% chance of a magnitude 7, that would very much depend on where, when, how shallow it was, whether you were close. And then given all of that, you think to yourself, well, geez, what are the chances? Do I need to worry about this?
Yeah, it's over a very large region. We're not saying this for any particular fault. We talk a lot about the Hikurangi subduction zone in this, but that's not the only fault in the region that's capable of it. But a magnitude 7 or a magnitude 7.8, that's a very large earthquake that's going to affect a large region when it occurs. So I think the message from this is that these earthquakes can happen in this central New Zealand region that we've talked about for this, but they can happen anywhere in the country. So it's really to be prepared, and that we are expected to be in an heightened time of activity now, and that's expected to go on for some time. So really everyone should be thinking about their plans.
Matt, appreciate your time very much. Merry Christmas to you. Matt Gerstenberger, seismologist at GNS, with us this morning.